Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Amen.
Last week we spoke on the Gospel of St. John and John's purpose for writing, which is to elicit faith in Jesus Christ. He says in John 20:31, "These things are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name." Today's Gospel is taken from John chapter 8. It's another one of our Lord's tussles with the Pharisees. He tells them that they will die in their sins for not believing in him. "For unless you believe that I am, you will die in your sins," he says in John 8:24. And then a few verses later, he says to them, "When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am," John 8:28. "I am" is God's self-identification in the Old Testament. "I am who I am," he said to Moses in Exodus 3:14, when Moses asked God to reveal his name. So Jesus is saying that those who encounter him must know and believe that he is God in order to have eternal life. In his words, he's also implicitly invoking the prophet Isaiah as well. We read in Isaiah 43:10-11 this, "You are my witnesses, says the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me no God was formed, nor shall there be any after me," unquote, said the prophet. Again, confessing and embracing the true identity of Jesus Christ is the key which unlocks that gift of eternal life. The Lord also said to the Pharisees in today's reading, he said, "You belong to this world, but I do not belong to this world," John 8:23. And speaking to his heavenly Father, Jesus actually says of us in the Gospel of St. John, he says, "They," meaning us believers, "they do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world," John 17:16. So those of us who struggle in life with belonging, with not feeling that we belong or that we fit in or not feeling that we're accepted, there's good news. Jesus wants you to know that you belong to him, that you are accepted by him. So we put these two realities found in St. John together. If you believe in Jesus, then you belong to him. And he wants you to learn to focus on that fact, that you belong to him. Stop focusing on whether or not others accept you or make you feel like you belong. Focus on the fact that Jesus and Mary and the Heavenly Father and the Holy Spirit and the angels and the saints, they all love and accept you. If you change your focus, you'll change your thinking, and that'll change your whole life. It'll change your life for the better. The Lord doesn't want us obviously embracing and justifying sinful thoughts or sinful behaviors or sinful lifestyles. That's clear. But if we believe in Jesus, he loves and accepts us. He loves and accepts and welcomes us not because of our behavior or because of our performance, but simply because we belong to him. Why does a good mom or a good dad love their child? Because they belong to them. Because they're theirs, essentially. That's why they love them. The first episode of The Chosen illustrated this, I think, pretty well. According to the show, what was the Bible verse that shadowed Mary Magdalene all of her life? It was again from the prophet Isaiah, actually from that same chapter in Isaiah that we just quoted from Isaiah 43. First verse, Isaiah 43:1. "Thus says the Lord, who created you, O Jacob, and he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine." That verse became alive to Mary Magdalene. It literally took flesh when she encountered our Lord at the end of that first episode, and he repeated those exact same words to her. It's a beautiful episode. "You belong to me," was the Lord's message to the broken Mary Magdalene, and that truth became the focus of her life. Reminds me of that song by Sting, right? "You Belong to Me," the song they used to play all the time when I was growing up, all the time they would play that. Let's ask Our Lady, our loving mother, for the grace to focus on the beautiful reality that we belong to her and to our Lord, remembering the Apostles' words to us in 1 Corinthians 3:22, 23, when he says, "All things are yours, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or the present or the future, all belong to you, and you belong to Christ, and Christ belongs to God." Very beautifully. Change your focus in life, and life itself will change for you. Praise be Jesus and Mary, now and forever. Amen.